I'm sorry, I didn't know you were coming or I'd have cleaned up a little more. My life, I mean, not just the apartment.
There's a lipstick smear under Henry's ear and I reach up and rub it out. He takes my hand and holds it.
Am I very different than you expected?
He asks apprehensively. Yes, you're more selfish, I think, but I say younger.
He considers it. Is that good or bad?
Different. I run both hands over Henry's shoulders and across his back, massaging muscles, exploring indentations. Have you seen yourself in your 40s?
Yes, I look like I've been spindled and mutilated.
Yeah, but you're less... I mean, you're sort of more. I mean, you know me, so...
So right now you're telling me that I'm somewhat gauche?
I shake my head, although that is exactly what I mean. It's just that I've had all these experiences, and you... I'm not used to being with you, and you don't remember anything that happened.
Henry is somber. I'm sorry, but the person you know doesn't exist yet. Stick with me, and sooner or later he's bound to appear. That's the best I can do, though.
That's fair, I say. But in the meantime...
He turns to meet my gaze. In the meantime...
I want...
You want...
I'm blushing.
Henry smiles and pushes me backward gently onto the pillows.
You know...
I don't know much, but I can guess a thing or two.
Later, we're dozing, warm, covered with mid-morning October pale sun, skin to skin, and Henry says something into the back of my neck that I don't catch. What?
I was thinking it's very peaceful here with you. It's nice to just lie here and know that the future is sort of taken care of.
Henry?
Mm-hmm.
How come you never told yourself about me?
Oh, I don't do that.
Do what?
I don't usually tell myself stuff ahead of time unless it's huge, life-threatening, you know? I'm trying to live like a normal person. I don't even like having myself around, so I try not to drop in on myself unless there's no choice.
I ponder this for a while. I would tell myself everything.
No, you wouldn't. It makes a lot of trouble.
I was always trying to get you to tell me things.